I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine has surpassed 1 million total COVID-19 cases, though some believe the actual number to be far higher. The country has seen an increase in critically ill patients, and a new surge of cases may follow the holidays. Eric Mock of the Slava Gospel Association says,
a lot of the pastors and ministry workers that we work with have contracted COVID. We are aware of some pastors who have died as a result of the virus. So what we are hearing from our team over there, as well as the churches over there, is that the virus is hitting them pretty hard. It's very real. The restrictions will be there. But even with the restrictions, the ministry continues on.
Ask God to heal Ukrainian Christians struggling with COVID-19. Most of all, pray Ukrainians would see the love and hope of Jesus in the actions of their Christian neighbors. And news coming out of China can generally be put into two boxes: power struggles and or COVID-19. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein says they're discussing how to navigate China's turbulent pandemic waters while keeping Bible distribution afloat.
What does ministry look like after this is over? And the question was, when is it over and what determines that? And so there's a lot of question as to what do we do next? What is God really moving us to? What is the new normal? A term I've come to hate because, you know, nobody knows what normal is.
As for Chinese believers,
they feel a call of God in their life to do what they do, and they're not backing down. They're willing to take some risks for the sake of advancing the kingdom.
Pray for more doors to be open for the gospel in China this year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.